Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. I'm your host, and I am ready to break down this midweek action.
Good morning. It is a big one today. We are edging higher on the futures, but let's be honest, everyone is just sitting on their hands waiting for the main event.
Exactly. We're seeing S&P 500 futures up about 6 points, and the Dow futures are adding to that record run, up nearly 50 points. But the elephant in the room is this delayed January jobs report.
Right. It is rare to see a delay like this, and it's making traders nervous. We are expecting an uptick in non-farm payrolls. Consensus is around 68,000. But here is the kicker. This report includes the annual benchmark revisions for the prior year.
Ooh, revisions. That sounds like it could get messy.
It absolutely could. These revisions could fundamentally shift how we view the labor market's actual strength over the last year. If those numbers come in hot, or if the revisions show we were stronger than we thought, you can kiss any hope of an early rate cut goodbye. Right now, the market isn't pricing in a cut until June.
Yeah, the Fed has been sounding pretty hawkish lately, basically saying we are staying put. So while we wait for that data drop, let's talk about individual names, because we have some massive movers this morning. Earnings season is not slowing down.
Not at all. Let's start with the winners. Shopify is crushing it. The stock is up over 11% pre-market. They beat revenue expectations, but the real juice is that they authorized a new share repurchase program of up to $2 billion. Wall Street loves a buyback.
$2 billion? That is a serious vote of confidence. On the flip side, though, it looks like a rough morning for the rideshare guys. What is happening with Lyft?
It is ugly. Lyft is down about 17%. They missed on revenue, but the guidance was the real problem. Adjusted EBITDA guidance came in below consensus, and even though they announced a buyback too, investors aren't buying it. It's a show-me story now.
Yikes. And speaking of ugly, I saw Mattel is getting absolutely hammered. Down 27%?
Yeah, complete capitulation there. They missed earnings per share by 15 cents and missed on revenue. They are guiding full-year earnings below consensus. They did announce a licensing deal with Paramount for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But frankly, the market doesn't care right now. The financials were just too soft.
Cowabunga, that is painful. Okay, let's pivot to the legacy automakers. Ford is in the headlines.
Ford is actually ticking up a bit, about 1.7%. It's a mixed bag. They missed earnings expectations by a nickel, but they beat on revenue. It seems like the revenue beat is enough to keep the buyers interested for now, despite the bottom line miss.
Got it. Now I want to touch on some corporate drama. We have an activist situation brewing with Warner Brothers Discovery.
Oh, this is getting spicy. Ancora Holdings has built a $200 million stake in Warner Brothers. The headline here is that they are going to oppose the Netflix deal. The stock is up slightly, just under 1%, but expect some volatility there, as this proxy fight potentially heats up.
Interesting. It feels like there is always drama in the media sector. Before we get to trade ideas, any policy news out of D.C. affecting the market?
Couple of big things from the Trump administration. First, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the administration will allow companies to provide supplies for Venezuela oil production. That could impact the energy sector. And secondly, there are reports that the president is considering exiting the USMCA trade agreement. That is causing some jitters in cross-border trade names.
That USMCA news is definitely something to watch long term. Okay, we have the open coming up. What is your quick take? What should traders be watching right at the bell?
Two things. First, watch the reaction to the jobs report. If we get a big surprise, fade the initial move. The algorithms will go crazy for the first 5 minutes. Second, watch the rotation. The Dow has hit record highs for 3 straight sessions, while tech has stalled out a bit. If that rotation into cyclicals continues, you want to be long industrials and careful with the high-flying semiconductors.
Solid advice. Don't chase the first candle. All right, that is a wrap for this morning's briefing. Keep your eyes on those payroll numbers.
Absolutely. Stay disciplined out there and manage your risk.
Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose. Good luck in the markets today, and we will catch you tomorrow.